This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Comedy is a notoriously tough way to make a living. It can take years for a comedian to get that big break. Unless, it turns out, you get lucky on YouTube. Bo Burnham was 17 when he hit it big on YouTube. 6 years later, he's expanded onto Twitter and Vine. He is, you might say, a new media comedian who's now out with an old media book of poetry, as it happens. It's called Egghead, or You Can't Survive on Ideas Alone. Hey, Bo, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kai? Thank you for having me.
I'm good. I have to tell you, though, this is a weird book, man.
Thanks.
And I believe you mean that, because clearly you meant this to be a weird book.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a silly little sort of thing. I think it was sort of a year of letting my mind wander.
I'll sound like a radio professional. Is it, were you trying to be funny? Are you just trying to get yourself out there? Why do this book?
I did a lot of poetry in my stand-up and in my comedy. And I don't know, I've been writing songs that were sort of comic songs, and then stand-up jokes are a little bit lyrical. And I just thought that there's a certain line between jokes and music and poetry that is a bit blurred in my mind. So I thought I'd write this little silly thing.
It is. There are parts of it that are charming, and then there are parts of it that just kind of make you go, wait, what? And I want you to read two of these little thoughts, I guess. The first one is called Hold the Cheese, and I just want you to read that for me.
Oh, great, yeah. I love a cheeseburger. Hold the cheese. Hold it in your hand until it melts, until it bears that shape of that voluptuous palm of yours. Then put it on my burger. That's poetry. That's Keats.
I love that. Right?
That's Keats.
Hold the cheese. I actually chuckled out loud. All right, now let's go to this one's near the end, and this one actually is, I thought this was lovely.
This is called Forever in an Instant. Forever in an instant met up one day, had a short but lovely talk, then each went on its way.
That just kind of makes you go, whoa, really? That's cool.
That's a nice little thing. See, they're just little nice little nuggets. That's the thing. It's sort of a poetry in the little Twitter world that we have.
I would say it's 99.5% certain that most of the people who are listening to this radio show have never, ever heard of you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So introduce yourself. What are you? What do you do?
My name is Bo Burnham. I'm a comedian. I started online, sort of posting videos on YouTube when I was 16, sort of little silly songs.
Like stuck in your bedroom and you just threw it up there?
Basically, yeah. I was doing sort of theater in my high school, and I started writing sort of silly songs on the piano backstage in summer theater, and then I eventually put them online and sort of got this sort of little following, I guess.
Like in the hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah. Well, not hundreds of millions of people. I think there's like 100 million views, but
not the same thing. That's true.
Those are all, you know, and who knows? I think I'm convinced like half of them are bots and another half are repeats, so who knows?
But it goes from there to Comedy Central, a stand-up show. You were what, 18?
Yeah.
Plus or minus? Book, you had a thing on MTV, short-lived, but a thing on MTV.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a little bit of a conglomerate here at the age of 23.
I think it's just I think they're all sort of similar little things. I just like to write and then perform. I think those are the sort of two sides of the coin. I think sort of in this business or whatever, you're able to, if you play it right, you can kind of spread it out into a lot of mediums.
I was watching an interview with you, and it might have been actually when you were on Conan, and you guys were talking about something, and you said, you know, why did that person just laugh at this joke? Why did the audience just laugh at what we were talking about? And I got to wondering whether it matters to you why people laugh at your stuff.
It definitely matters to me. I don't know exactly what comedy is accomplishing or why people laugh exactly, but I am very concerned with where my laughs are coming from. There's certainly earlier jokes that I have, things I wrote when I was 16 that I've since said I do not like and I won't ever say again because I think it's getting laughs for the wrong reason or slightly bullying. Or
when you go back and listen to yourself at...
I can't. I don't even
really
listen to myself.
Me neither. So there we go. Bo Burnham, his book is called Egghead, or You Can't Survive on Ideas Alone. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Kai.